Just dating someone versus actually being in a relationship with them are two very different things.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top differences between just casually dating somebody and actually being in a relationship with them. Before we dive into all of these examples and things that happen though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. So this quiz will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and totally free. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So you should click on the link and actually go on and take the quiz, then come back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is actually going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating sites or dating apps. It's really going to help you out with those first few messages to someone to send your best message and put your best foot forward. So don't forget to check that out. It's totally free, linked above me and found in the description down below. So let's dive into it. Relationships versus dating, they are very different things. So before you actually dive into a relationship with someone, you usually spend some time dating first. And as you start to actually form a relationship, become a committed thing, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever have you, you can really see the differences between when you were just dating them and now you're in this actual thing with them. I mean, you are a thing now. So let's dive into some of those major differences that you will see transitioning from dating to relationship. Starting with number one, you're not looking for other people anymore. So obviously, when you're in a relationship, now you're committed. You're in a committed thing, most likely monogamous, unless you're not, which is a whole different ballpark, a whole different video type of thing to watch. But if you were in a monogamous relationship, now you're committed. So you are going to be just seeing one person. You're not looking for other people, and you don't want to. You like this one person. You like being with them. They are very important to you. You enjoy spending time with them. And those days of looking around for other people are sort of gone. You don't feel the need to go out to the club and go with all different random people. I mean, most likely you don't. I don't know. Maybe you do. But you are just happy to be with this one person. If you get to the point when you are dating someone where you feel like you are not compelled to even talk to anybody on dating apps, you don't care about them, haven't used them in a long time, you actually maybe deleted them, you are just only thinking about this one person all the time, and the idea of being with other people is just not appealing to you anymore, that can be a great indicator to know you should maybe take things to the next level and actually ask them to be your partner, your girlfriend or boyfriend, because hey, no one else you're really thinking about. So that's a major key that things are moving on to relationship territory when you're not interested in other people. The next difference between just dating and relationship is they are your go-to person for most everything, especially fun things to do. If there's something fun gonna happen, there's a function, there's something with your family or your friends or some events, you want them to be there. You want to tell them about it. If you just got a promotion, they're your go-to person to tell right away. You're so excited to tell them about it. They are your person. If something goes wrong, then maybe you can confide in them. They're your person who's going to be there for you, and you want them to be. You're excited for them to be. You want to invite them to the things that's happening in your life. You want them to know what's happening. You want to know what's happening in their life as well. If something different is changing for them, you want to know about it. If they're going somewhere, you want to know where. You want to join them. You want to be at their holiday parties. You want them to be at your holiday parties. You are integrated into their life and you like it that way because they are your person now. And if you get to the point when you are casually dating somebody and you feel like they have gotten to be that with you, like they have gotten to that point where they are your person and they're your go-to person and the person you want to be with you and you want to talk to most and tell everything that's happening and vice versa, then that's also a great indicator that it might be time to step it out from casually dating to committed relationship, because they already are that for you. Let's put a title on it. Because if you begin to sort of plan your life around them and including them, like you don't make plans necessarily until you know what their plans are, like you would ask them before you'd ask anybody else, if you even would ask anybody else. If they're becoming a mainstay in your life, a main thought, a main character in your life, this can be a good indication that you're in a relationship, or you should be. Because when you're just casually dating somebody, you probably have some other people you're casually dating as well who could fill that void, or maybe just some friends or people not in your dating life, but it's serious when it's that one person. If you are enjoying this video so far, by the way, you should definitely give us a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it actually really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. But the next thing that really shows that you've come from dating to being in a relationship is that you do nothing together. So you don't always have to have a plan. You don't always have to be doing something specific. You just enjoy someone's presence and company. Even if you're playing video games and they're on their laptop, you just enjoy being together, looking at TikTok for hours, just hanging out, doing nothing. Just, you like that stuff because you like them, you like their presence, it makes you feel better, you like having them around. And you don't have to always have the sort of excuse to hang out of doing something, you just like to be together. This is a great aspect of being in a relationship. You know, walls can come down. You can, you know, do your laundry while watching Saturday morning cartoons together. You can sort of be more of yourself without having to have the pretense of something to do all the time. You can just exist, and existing together is really nice for you. Another great aspect of being in a relationship that might not necessarily be there when you're just dating is feeling able to truly rely on somebody else. So when you are in a committed relationship with somebody, you can rely on them. They're there for you. They are your safe person, your safe place. They care about you and they will do whatever for you, generally speaking. So you have that aspect of safety, of security that you don't necessarily have when dating, especially casually dating, because when you're just getting to know somebody and you're going on dates and you are in the early stages of a relationship possibly, but maybe, who knows, you know, you can't really rely on them. You don't really know them yet. But when you are in a relationship, you have that level of trust and commitment, and you know that you've got someone who's got your back. Having an established level of trust and being able to know that you have someone there for you who you don't have to feel too uncomfortable to ask a favor for, who will just be there for when you need them, that is a great aspect of being in a relationship. And if you're here looking to decide whether or not you want to jump from being in a dating situation to a relationship, if you can really trust someone who you're with, that is a great indicator of, you know, maybe it's time to be in a relationship with them. But if you want to get to the point where you're actually considering this, you have to actually reach out and date people. And a great way to do that is online dating. And a great way to get started online dating is to send the perfect first message. So to help you out, we've got a free online dating opener formula, which will guarantee you 3 times as many responses on any dating site or dating app. It's totally free. It'll help you send those pesky first messages and put your best foot forward. So the link to that is above me and found in the description down below. Another very different aspect of being in a relationship versus dating is you can show you're ugly. So when you are casually dating somebody, you generally want to put your best foot forward all the time, right? You want to appear the best you can be and try to really show out and show off and be the best version of yourself. But in real life, you can't always be at 100% because real life is a little bit uglier, you know? There's duality. So now when you're in a relationship, you can show a bit of your real self, your ugly side, right? You can show yourself without makeup. You can maybe not shave for a few days. You can, you know, indulge in that bad TV that you never told them that you actually like. You can listen to that music that you know is cringy, but you can't help but you love. You can show those parts of yourself that you might have been afraid to show at first because you know that that person understands you, is committed to you, and loves you. So it's okay. You can be yourself and they will love you for being yourself as well. And that sort of thing doesn't usually happen during the dating stages. If you are brave and you can do it and you feel comfortable to be, you know, all parts of yourself, including the ugly parts, then great for you. But in general, this is something that usually happens in a relationship type of setting. Something else that can be different from when you're just dating somebody as to when you're in a relationship with them is they are part of your social life. So they have met your friends, hopefully get along with them, your family. They are an integral part of your relationships in general. Your friends know them and your family, and hopefully they all get along, but you can invite them along to cookouts. You can invite them along to hanging out with your friends, getting a beer after work with your coworkers, etc. And people know who they are. Like, if you are now in a relationship, then your partner's social circle should know you and accept you, and hopefully you are all on good terms. When people are interested in the real authentic you, they're interested in the people who matter to you. So they'll be interested in becoming friends with your friends and, you know, learning more about your family and your coworkers and being there for you and there with you. So they will inevitably meet all these people in your life, the most important people. And this is something that usually happens during the relationship stage, maybe a little bit during dating, but it's definitely for real in a relationship. part. And again, if you're looking for a sign that you should go from dating to a relationship, if you have already met their friends and family or something like that, then that's a good indication that they're there for the real you and they're sticking around, and maybe you guys should consider going to the next level. Question of the day: what are some of your favorite things that happen in relationships that don't happen when dating? Maybe you love the fact that you can just veg out on the couch and have pizza and hang out all day and you don't have to do anything specific with them. Maybe you like the fact that you get to, you know, enjoy being part of someone else's family and friend circle. Maybe you like the fact that you don't always have to dress up and go out all the time because you're actually a homebody. What do you love about being in a relationship that doesn't generally happen while dating? Leave your anecdotes, stories, comments, opinions, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. Another thing that happens in relationships that doesn't generally happen when dating is planning a future. So obviously, if you're in a relationship, you've got the commitment, you are, you know, sort of saying, hey, I love you, we're in this, we're a team, and then you can start to actually think about a future together. So when you're dating, the most of a future you might plan will probably be like the weekend. What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna go out? What bars will you go to? Maybe dinner. But when you're in a relationship, you can start to plan for the bigger picture. You can think about the kind of house you're trying to aim to get. You can think about the job promotion that would put you in a city closer to each other. Maybe you can even start to think about marriage and kids in the future, or more serious things that you just wouldn't generally think about with someone who you're casually dating. So your future starts to get to be painted. The next difference between dating and relationships is communication. So when you're just dating somebody, hopefully you do have good communication no matter what, but it's a different level when you are actually in a relationship with them. You have to really be clear about what's happening all the time. When you're just casually dating, you don't have to really have someone kept up with what you're doing at all times. And maybe you don't necessarily have to have it to that degree when you're in a relationship, but in general, they're gonna wanna know where you are, what you're doing, what's going on. You can't just not reply for a few days. You have to really keep the communication up. I mean, it's gotta increase with the level of relationship because you need to keep that trust ongoing. And you know, if you start living together, etc., you can't just like leave and not tell them. So communication really improves in your relationships where it's not necessarily that much of a huge thing when you're just dating, to the same level anyway. The next major difference between dating and relationships is expectations. Because without the exclusivity, without the establishment of a relationship, of something there, you know, for sure, between these two people, it's hard to even have expectations because there's no commitment. But when you are committed and you're in a relationship and you have said, yes, I'm your person, etc., I love you, I'm here for you, expectations start to arise. You're probably expected to be a good partner, to communicate, to value them, to do all these things that, you know, partners should be doing. Whereas before, when dating, it can be hard to even have any expectations because, hey, technically that's not my boyfriend, that's not my girlfriend. How can I expect them to do this when, you know, they're not mine, they're not committed to me? And the last thing that's really different in relationships that doesn't always happen in dating is just that everything's mutual. You are mutually happy together in general. You are mutually committed. You are understanding of where the relationship is. It's not going to be a situation where one person is like slightly ghosting or breadcrumbing the other, and maybe one person wants to go out on dates all the time, the other person doesn't. You know, things can be mismatched when dating, but in general, in a relationship, you're going to be matching each other's energy and things will be mutual. So you have this mutual understanding, mutual commitment, trust, and love, etc. There shouldn't be like an imbalance of power, shouldn't be an imbalance of affection and love. You are mutually in this, you agree to be each other's person. But those are some of the major differences that happen when you go from dating someone to being in a relationship with them. Those are some of the biggest ones, but let us know in the comments down below if we forgot any, or if you have others that you'd like to add to the list, or what are some of your favorite things that happen when you go from just dating to being in a relationship. Leave all your comments and thoughts down below. We'd love to hear from you. Also, now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick but easy, totally free. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula, because this is going to give you the best results on any dating site or dating app. It's going to actually triple your response rate. So it's going to make sure you put your best foot forward and give you a solid first message. Now that you're just about done this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. Don't forget to answer the question of the day. And thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!